He was my mother's brother, a best friend to my father. To his children, he was the best father. To me, he was like a godfather. Yes, my spoken word father. But he died. He died of prostate cancer. That's why from Kenya, Nigeria to Algeria, Australia to Bulgaria, who will find an answer to cancer? It acts like ulcers and burns like sulfur. I'm just a spoken word freelancer, trying to find an answer to this dreaded cancer. Listen my people, the threat of cancer is real. With this dreaded dragon, we need to deal. Cancer is like a skyfall. This is a wake-up call. We need to stand tall, for writings are on the wall. Let cancer's frustration be our long-lasting liberation to build a strong anti-cancer foundation that will save millions of lives from generation to generation. Cancer is now a global threat than never before. Kenya is a peaceful, serene country, but with cancer, there are family breakdowns, tears, and premature deaths. United States is united, but with cancer, it's divided. United Kingdom is a strong kingdom, but with cancer, it's weakened and there's no freedom. Who will find an answer to cancer? Stand up against cancer. Cancer killed my spoken word hero. In his deathbed, he was reduced to almost zero. For many nights, I watched him cry. For many nights, I wiped his tear dry. For many nights, we prayed and wept the sky. For many nights, I watched him try to fight prostate cancer, but he didn't find the answer. By his deathbed, I watched him die and said to him a tearful goodbye as his soul went past the sky. I watched him die. He died of prostate cancer. Listen, my people. Listen, my people. Cancer is like a bushfire. It attacks your body like bonfire. It burns your body cells like live wire. It makes you from your job to retire before you even aspire. I decide this to inspire, for this is my everlasting desire to fight cancer until it expire and make every attack of cancer backfire. Your support I kindly require to build a strong anti-cancer empire that will make every generation to acquire the strength to fight cancer to the wire. Cancer, your time is up. Our time is now. Who will find an answer to cancer? Stand up against cancer. To cancer patients, don't feel empty. Hope still plenty. There is still hope. You can still cope. Cancer is not beyond God's scope. So I wear a white robe and move down the slope to bring to you this message of hope, to reach the whole world, even the Pope, that we can still find an answer to every kind of cancer. Listen my people, cancer doesn't discriminate, whether you're black or white, rich or poor, man or woman, young or old. Cancer's brought worldwide darkness. It's a dragon-like disease, so heartless, just made many people lifeless, many children fatherless, many children motherless, many women breastless, breast cancer, many bodies are defenseless. Everyone, please join me in this fight to rescue cancer patients' plight. Cancer is not a death sentence. There's life after cancer. It's not over. It's not the end. Together we can beat cancer. Stand up against cancer.